I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mack, in for John today. It is, of course, 94WIP. Wonderful to be with you from Borgata, our home base every Friday morning, off and rolling. A couple days before the MLB All-Star break, fills with one more series to go prior to that. Off day yesterday, back at it tonight. And an awful lot to discuss with the Phils as they approach not only the All-Star break, but a few weeks after that, the trade deadline. We'll get into the Phils extensively today. Some Eagles, some Sixers. We got a lot to do. Beat the Hammer. We'll talk to the Diddy today. Ray Dittinger.
Nice.
Has not been on our program, it seems like, in kind of a while. So Ray Diddy to 820 on a deep dive on the Eagles. And, you know, I'm sure we'll sneak in a little more. So a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. Again, from Borgata. And also with you on YouTube. 215-592-9494. MacMan, how are you, pal?
Well, not too shabby, Joe. Got down here. Got a good night's sleep. Fell asleep on the Sixers summer league game,
yeah,
as deservingly so, with the eventual outcome, which I didn't know.
No, it's not about eventual outcome. It's about this: no edge comb, no interest.
Okay,
no.
That's very fair.
Different way. No edge comb, little interest.
Agreed.
Because I have some interest, but not enough to really be excited about. And it is a shame. Look, there's a good and a bad here. Bottom line is, Edgecombe looked really good game one, so they probably just flat shut him down. And it's good that he looks so good. It's annoying, though, that it's like you got four summer league games so far, and he's played one. Like, that's annoying. But
here's what also annoyed
such
me.
Such is life.
I just read this off my phone 20 minutes ago. The Sixers will reevaluate on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a summer league game.
They shut him down.
He got a bruise in his thumb, and they're reevaluating?
Come on. They did what they do. All right, good morning to you. Again, from Borgata, 215-592-9494. We also today are going to give away Adam Sandler tickets, which is a great prize. You can only win them if you call, so get dialing on everything we discuss. MacMan, the trade deadline is obviously not too far away, and we've got a first-place Phillies club. But we also have a club, as we know, that is no sure bet to finish in first place. Isn't even a sure bet to make the playoffs, but they likely will. And a big article came out yesterday from Matt Gelb covering a lot of things with The Athletic, including the concept that he is hearing that the Phillies will be, to use an often used phrase, more all in this offseason. Now, it's no guarantee, and he was very clear to indicate nothing is guaranteed because you got to make these deals with these teams, and that's not always the easiest thing to get done, because there's also going to be 10 or 15 other teams that are looking to make trades and try to acquire good players. But I want to read from this article. I'm curious, Jody, your thoughts, Devin, James, everyone at 215-592-9494, the extent to which you believe in this team and think it is worth it for the Phillies to trade better prospects instead of lesser prospects, whether you want to term that all in or not. The concept of doing certainly more than they've done recent years in trade deadline, but it comes down in many ways to belief in this club, whether it's worth it. Now, let me read from this Matt Gelb article, and everyone can react to 215-592-9494. Mac, man, here's something Gelb writes, and this to me is the heart of the article. He says, this July, they find themselves in a familiar spot. They need bullpen help again. They could use a right-handed bat again. They've used mid-tier prospects to patch holes in previous deadlines, but they have taken a different tone this time, according to officials from rival clubs who have spoken to the Phillies as the trade landscape crystallizes. The Phillies, for now, sound more willing to trade bigger prospect chips for controllable big leaguers, especially a shutdown late-inning reliever. The Phillies have a top-heavy farm system. Major League sources said intel indications are the Phillies want to shop this July in a more expensive aisle than the rental one They have the prospects to do it. Mac, man, should they?
Should they? Yeah, sure. If the deal is right. Here's the one, and I get Mac Elk got to do his job. He's a very good reporter, by the way.
Yeah.
People want to make a decision on a trade based on where the Phillies actually sit. You kind of were leaning toward this. You got to factor in what the other team is going to ask. How good a player? How much control? You said they want controllable players. Smart. You want guys for more than just 1 year.
To use an example, Hunter Pence was an example of that. When they acquired him, they had him, I believe, for a year and a half.
Right.
Before he'd be a free agent. So essentially what would be considered two October runs.
Understood.
That's the concept. Instead of the guy you get for, you know, 3 months.
Rental.
Yeah.
I'm open for anything, and I hope Dombrowski's open for anything. If it's a massive mega deal, I'm good. If there's not a massive mega deal to be done because the asking price is too much, I'm not making a deal purely to prove, hey, I'm proving that we're going for
right.
it. We're all in. That's dumb. You don't do that. So you have to take every trade and evaluate it on its face and make a decision after the fact, and that'll be after the fact. Because if it doesn't get done, there'll be no before the fact. So you just got to wait, and you got to have a little faith. I think the better question is, do you have faith in Dave Dombrowski to be able to pull this off?
So I don't think that is the better question. I think that is an important question. I think it's one a lot of people are kicking around in their mind. I think the better question and the most important question is, do you trust Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, JT Realmuto, Bryson Stott, et cetera, to be good enough that with the addition of one or two big pieces, this team's worth going in on?
Yes.
I actually think that is the most fascinating question. But I think there's another fascinating question, Jody, frankly, I'd even have above the Dombrowski one. Because you're bringing up a great question. I'm not trying to swatch aside and say I know for sure what the right question is or questions, but I would have yours no higher than third. Because to me, potentially, two is this question. As a Phillies fan who lived through 07 to 11, but also lived through what I'll define as like 2013 to 2019, when like they stunk and had no shot. Like they had no shot. Because, in part, because they traded away so many prospects and, you know, stuck with aging players, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which do you value more? You know, the opportunity to seize the day while you have it, or I should put it another way, try to seize the day while you do have the opportunity, or to lengthen the overall arch of contention. Because, guys, let's be real. If Andrew Painter is a legitimate number one prospect, I mean, you know, top-end pitcher, if he is, let's say he's like an Aaron Nola career or better. Let's say he is the Zach Wheeler Verlander. I mean, that's really, 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 really high end. But, I mean, he might be.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He might be. Like, do you really want to trade him to marginally, and I'll use that word, marginally increase your chances to win the World Series?
No, of course not.
Well, I mean, that's...
You used the word marginally. That's what I'm getting to when I say Dave Dombrowski is the key, because he's got to decide what marginally is.
Well, I mean, I just know this. Even if they get the best player in baseball, which they're not going to get, you know, they're not going to get Judge or Otani, it's not like their chance to win the World Series this year goes up to 35%. That's just not the way it works. 12 teams make the playoffs. It's hard. Seltzer, your reaction to what Gelb wrote, what should they do?
So this is something that I've gone back and forth on.
This is a tough one,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, this is as tough as I've had it. Like, I've gone back and forth on this team. I feel pretty strongly that they need to commit to this group. Look, they got a chance to win the World Series right now. The Dodgers are great and all that, but it's not like they've left the Phillies in the dust. It's not like any of these teams. The Tigers are the best team in baseball. Like, the Tigers, Ascubel's great. They're a good team, but it's not like the Phillies can't beat them in a series. And this team's talented enough. The pitching is so great. And I do think that they have such clear needs. Like, if they add a bullpen piece, a great bullpen piece, or a couple bullpen pieces, and a bat, like, I think they're as good as anyone. So I am willing to, and again, like Jody said, it's all about what you're giving and what you're getting. Like, I'm not trading just to trade. I'm not giving up, you know, Aiden Miller, unless it's for a real, not marginal, a definitive, like, season-changing type of return, and to the point you made before, guys who are potentially under control past this season, which adds another layer to it where you're not just talking about this year, you're talking about next year and the year after or whatever. Yeah, I'm going all in on this.
James, can I ask you a question? How much of this, both your response and what you think the Phillies will and should do, is geared toward trying to maximize it while the window's here because they can, as opposed to trying to make a restless fan base happy?
So I don't think you can run your organization about, you know, trying to make a restless fan base happy.
Are you sure? Are you sure your answer isn't your answer?
Well, so here's
in part geared to your frustration.
No, absolutely not. But here's the other part of it that we don't talk about enough, is that I personally believe in the drafting and development team that they have in place now. The Brian Barber, the Preston Mattingly, all this stuff. Like, I think they have a strong behind this. I think Dombrowski has built, I've talked about this a lot, what Dombrowski's done behind the scenes. And I think they have a really good drafting and development system in place. So if I trust them to draft more guys, develop more guys, to replenish this farm system, then I'm going to be more willing to trade prospects as well. And I do.
Look, I'm curious where everyone's at on this. This is a showdown in many ways of a lot of things. Belief in this club or not. Desire to seize short-term opportunity versus desire to lengthen opportunity. I mean, where do you stand? 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata. Devin, your instincts tell you what? What should they do?
I mean, they have to go for it with this core that they have, because as we've, you know, discussed, I think as the team is well aware of, these guys aren't getting any younger. You know, Bryce Harper started the season by saying, you know, they're not the daycare anymore. And I know that he meant, you know, the antics, the dumping water. But I do feel that there's an overall sense of maturity in this team, and also a sense of just like being a lot more locked in and very focused this season, because they know that they've come up short. I think it would be foolish to not try to trade for really impactful, whether it's a bullpen piece, a right-handed bat for the outfield, or both, ideally, maybe two bullpen pieces. Whatever you can get, I think that Dave Dombrowski would be smart to go all in at the deadline.
So, again, everyone, 215-592-9494. I'll tell you this. I can just tell based on the way Jody, James, and Devin all answer those questions, I'm the most reluctant one here. I am. I like James said, I have thought about this both with this team this year and this concept with other Philadelphia clubs for many years. And I got to tell you, 2013 through 2019 stunk. Would I be excited if they acquired a primo player? Of course. Of course. But I also know that, like, if Andrew Painter is going to be an all-star, you know, for many of 10 years, you know, most pitchers, I don't know if any pitcher makes it 10 straight years, but you know what I mean. If he's the kind of guy that can be a pitcher for the Phils for 10-plus and make 5 to 6 all-star teams, oh, boy, man. Like, I value being 47 years old and seeing the Phillies succeed in my late 40s. I also value seeing them succeed in my 50s and my 60s. So it's right. I'm on the more reluctant side than you guys, and also because I just know that even if they get that ultimate guy, you know, sometimes it's the Matt Stairs move that helps you win it all, not the I acquired, you know, pick whomever.
Yeah, but they've tried that. They tried getting the players.
Joe,
that
I'll
were
back you up on this
hunters.
Because if you look at the last time Nate Dombrowski won a World Series in 2018 with the Red Sox, his big deadline moves were Steve Pierce, who was a you know, a bench guy, essentially, who ended up being the World Series MVP, and Nathan Eovaldi, who no one thought was going to be a big game pitcher and ended up being massive for that team. So you are right. Like, you can, sometimes it is the, look, last year the NLCS MVP was Tommy Edmonds. You know, he was a under-the-radar trade deadline move as well. So
James, here's what I'll add, and I am certain of this. Certain. Underline certain. All bold-faced capital letters, all of them. There's no player or players the Phillies will acquire that will make them have a 20% chance to win the World Series this year. There just isn't.
Well, what team has the biggest percentage?
The Dodgers probably do.
Okay, they above 20?
I would say they're about 20.
Okay.
You don't think the Phillies getting someone who can hit the ball more consistently would up their chances?
Because they could still have the playoffs end in 2 days, and even if they get that first-round bye, they could still have the playoffs end in 3 days.
Well, yeah, but you can say that about – that's the saying I hate the most, but that's baseball.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, I saw the 2011 Phillies go the least far, and I also know they actually – We're the best of those five Phillies teams.
2010, I think we say that all the time. That 2010 team was awesome. I don't know that the 11 was better. I don't.
Well, I know 11 won more games.
I
know in the regular season, but guess what? 10 won more in the playoffs, you know, if you want to play that game.
All right, look. Everyone's chewing all of it. What do you got? What do you think? Man, it's a conundrum. It is a Philadelphia sports conundrum. Frankly, a series of them. How do you think Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies should attack this?
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.